بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك، قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
Verse number 23. The wife of the minister tried cunningly and by the use of a trick to get Yusuf, peace be upon him, to commit an indecent act. She shut the doors to ensure that they were alone and said to him, "Come towards me." Yusuf said, "I seek protection in Allah from what you are calling me toward. My master has taken good care of me in my stay here, and I will never betray him. If I betray him, I will be a wrongdoer, and those who do wrong do not succeed."
وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّأَ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ.
Verse number 24. She had desired to commit the indecent act, and the same thought would have crossed his mind had he not seen Allah's signs that prevented him and distanced him from that. I showed him my proofs to keep him pure from evil and distance him from unlawful sexual relations and betrayal. Yusuf was one of my servants whom I chose for messengership and prophethood.
واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن أو عذاب أليم.
Verse number 25. They raced for the door, Yusuf to save himself, and she to prevent him from leaving. She caught hold of his shirt to stop him from leaving, and she tore it from behind. At the door, they found her husband. The minister's wife deceptively said to him, "The punishment for the person who intended to commit an indecent act with your wife, O minister, can only be prison, or that he be given a painful punishment."
قال هي راودتني عن نفسي وشهد شاهد من أهلها إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين.
Verse number 26. Yusuf, peace be upon him, said, "It was she who tried to get me to commit an indecent act. I did not intend it from her." Allah then made a child from her family speak in the cradle, and it testified, saying, "If Yusuf's shirt is torn from the front, then it indicates that she is truthful, because she was trying to stop him from coming on to her, and then he will be lying."
وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِن دُبُرٍ فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
Verse number 27. But if his shirt is torn from behind, then that is an indication that he is truthful, because she was trying to seduce him whilst he was running away, and she will be lying.
ما رأى قميصه قد من دبر قال إنه من كيدكن إن كيدكن عظيم.
Verse number 28. When the minister saw that Yusuf's shirt was torn from behind, he realized that Yusuf was telling the truth, and he said, "This accusation that you cast on him is part of your trickery. O women, your trickery is certainly strong."
يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين.
Verse number 29. He said to Yusuf, "O Yusuf, completely ignore this and do not mention it to anyone. And you, woman, ask forgiveness for your sin, for you committed a sin by trying to seduce Yusuf."
وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين.
Verse number 30. The news spread in the city, and a group of women disapprovingly said, "The wife of the minister is calling her slave towards herself. His love has penetrated her heart. We think she is clearly misguided and trying to seduce him, and because of her love for him, despite his being her slave." Beneficial points. 1. In certain instances, the schemes of women can be great. 2. It is evil to betray someone who does good to you with respect to his family and wealth. This was what Yusuf mentioned as one of the reasons for his refusal to commit the indecent act. 3. The verses show that prophets are innocent and that Allah has protected them from falling into evil and indecency. 4. It is necessary to push away indecency and run away to rid oneself of it. 5. The sacred law allows people to defend themselves against an unjust accusation. 6. The sacred law can be established by using indications of fact.
فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكئا وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم.
Verse number 31. When the wife of the minister heard of their disapproval of her and their gossip about her, she sent an invitation to them to come and see Yusuf, so that they would excuse her. She prepared for them a place with cushions and pillows, and gave each one of the women who were invited a knife to cut food. She then said to Yusuf, "Peace be upon him, go out to them." When they saw him, they were taken aback by his beauty and stunned by his handsomeness. As a result, they cut their hands with the knives they were meant for cutting food, and they said, "Allah is free of faults. This boy is not human. The beauty he possesses is not found in human beings. He can only be one of the noble angels."
قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم ولئن لم يفعل ما آمره ليسجنن وليكونا من الصاغرين.
Verse number 32. The wife of the minister said to those women, when she saw what happened to them, "This is the slave who you blamed me for loving. I desired him and tried to entice him, but he remained pure and refused. If he does not in the future do what I desire, he will go to prison and will become one of those who are disgraced."
قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكن من الجاهلين.
Verse number 33. Yusuf, peace be upon him, prayed to his Lord saying, "O my Lord, prison which they threaten me with is preferable to me than the shameful act they call me towards. If you do not remove their scheme from me, I may incline to them, and I will become one of the ignorant ones, if I give in to them and do what they want me to do."
فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهن إنه هو السميع العليم.
Verse number 34. Allah answered his prayer and removed the scheme of the minister's wife and that of the women of the city from him. He, may he be glorified, heard the prayer of Yusuf. He hears the prayer of any person who prays to him. He knew the condition of Yusuf, and he knows the condition of everyone besides him.
ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات ليسجننه حتى حين.
Verse number 35. Then the view of the minister and his people, after they had seen evidence of his innocence, was that they should put him in prison and for an unknown period, so that the scandal was not exposed.
ودخل معه السجن فتيان قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه نبئنا بتأويله إنا نراك من المحسنين.
Verse number 36. They put him in prison, and two youngsters entered the prison with him. One of these youngsters said to Yusuf, "I saw in my dream that I was pressing grapes to make wine." The other said, "I saw that I was carrying bread on my head, from which birds were eating. Tell us, O Yusuf, the interpretation of what we saw. We regard you to be from those who do good, so be good to us by interpreting our dreams."
قال لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما ذلكما مما علمني ربي إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون.
Verse number 37. Yusuf, peace be upon him, said, "No food allocated to you by the king or anyone else will come you, except that I will explain to you its essence and form before it comes to you. The interpretation I give you is what my Lord has taught me. It is not soothsaying or astrology. I have left the religion of a people who do not have faith in Allah and who denounce the afterlife, although they acknowledge it within themselves. Beneficial points. 1. The verses show the beauty of Yusuf, peace be upon him, which was the reason for the women becoming infatuated with him. 2. Yusuf, peace be upon him, gave preference to prison over going against the law. 3. The interpretation of dreams was one of the gifts that Allah gave Yusuf, peace be upon him.